BlackRock Broadcasting presents Two Brothers, One Pilot.
Two brothers talking about all the pilots you're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about, and I'm going to be like, yay or nay.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers,
One Pilot.
I'm Jax.
And I'm Tim.
And this week, we watched Bryan Cranston's new show, Your Honor.
This show is absolutely horrific. I want to launch right into
no description this week.
Oh, okay. All right. So Bryan Cranston stars as New Orleans Judge Michael Desiato, who is forced to confront his own deepest convictions when his son is involved in a tragedy.
Yeah, and let me just say, a fucking horrific tragedy.
It's so sad.
It is one of those shows that as soon as it starts, I'm like, oh, I'm in, the cinematography's beautiful, Bryan Cranston's running in a hoodie, and there's all these scenes, and it keeps cutting between this and that. And I'm like, I can feel, due to the tone, something really unfun is happening.
Yeah.
Like something is about to happen. And all these intersecting kind of characters and stuff are all introduced very well, very briefly. And it's all... And then the inciting incident happens. And it goes for way too long, Tim. It goes for way too long. There are moments in it where, like, I was just like, all right, when are you going to cut away?
Way too long in a good way.
Oh, no. Like, let me just start. Yeah. This show is perfect, and I will keep watching. It 100%. Is spectacular.
And that's the episode. See you next time.
Yeah, no. And so this, I don't know, because I've been really excited to watch this show for a while, because it's like, Bryan Cranston is a judge, but then maybe he has to deal with some other stuff. And so, like, this is what I've written. It's a horrific, tragic, disgustingly violent morality tale. Powerful, emotional.
All right, cool. I'm gonna hire you at JB Hi-Fi. We're gonna write that on the DVD Blu-ray box set, and that will sell 5 stars.
Oh my god, you got me. That's the most JB Hi-Fi review. All right, and that's the end of this week's episode. Thanks for joining
us,
everyone.
See you next
time. No,
right. That's our two. We've got the third one at the end. Rule of thirds, Jax.
Yeah, baby. The one thing as well that I thought was really great is like Bryan Cranston gets a moment where, because he's the judge, like that's not a spoiler, that's like, the story is he's a judge and how's he going to deal with this thing that happens, how is his law morality going to play into it and all this stuff.
But his first... I also feel like with Bryan Cranston, he's got that I used to play a psychopath in him now. He's like, I was Malcolm in the Middle guy,
but no,
I was Heisenberg.
I am Walter White. there's a real irony to casting Walter White as like the judge who is like, like, when he's introduced, he's like, you know, they're in the courtroom, and this guy's like, that lady, she's a drug addict, drug dealer. Or, yeah, and he's trying to pose, and he's like, are you lying to me, sir? And he's like, no. He's like, are you lying to me, sir? And then it reveals the jogging we saw earlier is all connected, and
yeah,
he just
incredible.
Fucking pones this guy, and he just,
I have
it's
never
like the
seen,
law.
I've never been in a courtroom like that, but I don't think judges really do. He was like the lawyer. It's like, you're meant to be the guy in between.
No, he was everything, but the thing was really showing you where he stands on things, and how much of a badass he is. And I just remember thinking, I imagine someone pitching this character, and then being like, who do I get? Oh, let's do the opposite and cast the worst man ever, Walter White, as this. And it's, I just thought it was really great for him to just, god damn, within 1 hour,
incredible.
He acts so hard. So, like, there were, like, 3 moments where I was just like, oh my god, like, part of me almost started, like, enjoying how just perversely intense this show was.
Yeah.
Like, right at the end, when that kind of last hook to get you into the show happens, I was like, oh my, he is so good. Like,
yeah.
Everyone's great, though. The other, like, there's another family, has the guy from,
Boardwalk Empire.
Boardwalk Empire,
that
yes.
That kind of was a little bit of a spoiler for me, because it meant as this named actor had appeared, who was obviously going to come into
how
the
show.
It's ironic I say named actor. I don't know his name.
No.
He's in shows, and he plays the exact same character he plays in every other show.
Yes,
which was part of the sort of reveal twist at the end. The hook, I suppose, go to time codes because we're going to have spoilers at the end of this episode.
Yeah.
If you want to go there. and I found that that was the moment where I realized that kind of all the scenes that were happening were obviously going to end. There was a lot of moments, just the pacing of when the little boy was like driving through that town. And just like the foreboding, like violence coming around.
Oh yeah,
so, and it was just so well made.
So yeah,
it
this isn't. I don't think this is a spoiler because for the first 20 seconds you find out. But it's like Bryan Cranston and his son are both dealing with like it's like set on the anniversary of the mother's death, and you don't find out anything about it. It's all just clues from what's happening. It is so tense. It is so kind of insidious and underbelly current of. It's a very intense kind of poor like neighborhood they all live in, and or at least where he's at times, and it's
And Bryan Cranston really running through what looks like a very similar neighborhood,
and you're wondering,
are they linked? It's they're all of color it's as well, so there's well, obviously like, this class sort of like racial kind of because they all the main characters are white, all of this like underbelly. Gritty kind of town. They're all colored, so it's, they're obviously playing on like the social class because all the characters are very well off. Whereas it balances with like all.
Well, he's a judge.
Yeah.
I presume they pay well. I don't know.
I would imagine their house is quite nice. Whereas it's contrasted with like the court case of the episode. I suppose is about like. A black woman getting accused of being a drug addict
by a piece of shit. That's.
Fucking really, mustached cop.
Yeah, he's got like, a little like tweed
it's not the most seedy
mustache.
Like I'm a porn actor mustache. Yes.
He's a porn actor mustache.
He's like, get the fuck out of here, mate.
But it's really great because you show immediately Bryan Cranston is like kind of the judge you want in this town, in this environment, in these situations.
Oh well,
but then it's like
Well, then
it's like I don't know. I don't know. It's like that morality.
There's a reason
thing
we cast fucking Walter White in this one.
Exactly, and it's a really
but he's really accepting, and it's a whole. The balance of the show is gonna be the morality and where his like stance on his career on his entire persona. I can't imagine someone would be a judge if they don't truly believe in the law. But then when
it comes down to you and your family, and you, like when it, because he's great with everyone else, but when it comes down to your family, what's the law then, Bryan Cranston? And it's, I'm very, very excited to see how they're going to play off all these different things.
It's incredible. I'm absolutely going to continue watching. I was in tears. It was like 27 minutes in it, and I just noticed that I was like cuddling my pillow going like, what have I done?
So for everyone, it's quite early in the morning as we're recording this, and I watched this last night, but I messaged him, I'm like, I'll come over a bit early. He's like, no, I've not watched it yet. And I was sitting there being like, he's not aware of what he's about to watch. It's too early to watch this show. Yeah, so no like, one watched it at
like
8:30 in the morning.
I bought a coffee, put it on the coffee table. It was cold. I didn't finish it. It was cold. Jax, you're going to continue watching?
Oh, I'm 100% going to keep watching. One other thing I just want to say, this show is expertly shot. Nothing like fancy or like, I don't know. I was thinking, for instance, Breaking Bad. It's got really specific style and you're like, oh, it's a break. Like, there's got this. This didn't have anything where I'm like, oh, I've never seen this or anything. But it's just perfectly shot. Whenever it needed to hold on something, it would do it. Whenever it kind of, I don't know. It's very clever. Like, just the way it thread everything through. And the music is stunning. And we've talked a lot about Bryan Cranston. But there's kind of three or four main players in this first episode. They are all so good. But it is very, I don't know.
It's harrowing. It comes out weekly, and it's like, Stan, you got fucking balls to release this weekly.
What do you mean?
Well, it's on Showtime in the US.
I don't think I want to watch all more than one.
No,
a week.
That's what I mean. And it's like, this is such a perfect week by week show. I love that streaming services are giving us that now. Because like
I don't want to feel pressured to watch it all at once.
WandaVision, go fuck yourself. You know.
Oh, well, that's the opposite where
exactly,
you want to like.
All be out.
It should all be out so that I could have watched it all rather than have to stew in the trash that it is.
Thank you all for listening. We're gonna do spoilers now. Please stop listening if you haven't watched the episode.
Well, if you don't really mind. So for instance, we actually abbreviated the synopsis. So we're gonna read out the real synopsis, and then we're gonna get into some.
I fucking tricked ya.
There's two moments that are very much just the initial setup. But not knowing, it's a surprise. So go away if you don't want to know anything. But this is in the trailers and everything. I knew all this before it started. Didn't change it.
So
let's go.
Bryan Cranston is forced to confront his own deepest convictions when his son is involved in a hit and run that embroils an organized crime family.
Oh, shit.
What a twist. There's a moment at the very end. So I knew, it's very obvious, I think, as you're watching before the inciting incident of the hit and run happens, that a hit and run is going to happen.
Kid in a car, kid in a bike.
The crime guy's like, here's a fucking expensive ass motorbike. I hope you know how to ride it.
There's literally a scene where the daughter's like, oh, mum, you love your son more than you love me. The mum doesn't respond and she's like, you're meant to respond and be like, oh, no, no. And then the dad's like, oh, angry. And you're like, oh, what's wrong with him? And then he's like, oh, it's a twist because he's a gangster. So
yeah.
And he's like, here's a motorbike, son who I love more than life itself. Yeah. And he's like in this giant
mansion.
Go up in
a motorbike with the least amount of protective gear you possibly can.
Yeah.
But then I found the most exciting moment. I was in. I was already in.
Oh,
then,
yeah. It's
and
so
I was
good.
Like, wow, this show's going to be about Bryan Cranston putting his son in jail, I guess.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is a very fascinating. This is not what I expected. And then he sees the gangster family react to finding out their son has died.
Terrific screams.
And I'm not sure what you thought, but I originally thought it had nothing to do with gangsters in my head. I was like, wow, this is the family that killed his wife. I was like, oh, it's all going to blend and you're not going to really figure it out. But maybe they hit his wife in a hit and run or something. And I was like, no, it's payback. But no, they're a gangster family, so he's like, if I put my son in jail,
he's gonna
die. He's gonna die immediately.
They'll kill him. Yeah,
and it's fascinating.
There's our morality tale.
It's so good.
Bryan Cranston is the law, but does he love the law or his son?
Yeah.
At this point, it's his son.
It's incredible.
But will it be?
Tweet us in if you're gonna continue watching, because I think it's absolutely fascinating. Mm-hmm. I love it. Do you have anything further to say? Or
not really. It is. Oh, actually. We've been watching a lot of stuff recently, but I've been really bogged down. I feel like we've not been watching a lot of stuff that I've just loved. Mm. And as soon as this started playing, I was like, oh, TV, cinema.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I was being hugged warmly. And then it started fully getting into it. I'm like, oh, no, this is horrific and sad. But it's just so good. I love it. One of the best things we've seen in quite a while for me, at least.
Yeah. I want to do a quick, what have you been watching that we've been watching? I have been watching She-Ra and the Princesses of Power.
Nice.
I've got like 6 episodes to go.
Oh my god!
It is truly, absolutely one of the single best shows I've ever watched.
Awesome.
It is so, so well made. It is like the most modern, inclusive show I've ever seen. There's moments where there's just two dads. And it's like, mm-hmm. not one character mentions the fact there's two dads. They're both of color as well, just to add it. And it's like, it just is.
Doesn't
and
feel
it's like
they're trying
this
to force
is
it,
where the world
is,
in cinema needs to get to, where they put inclusion in shows and it just is. And it's not like
it's not their
the
main
thing.
Character.
Exactly.
It's like, these are my two dads who are also they're just there this. But yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's just
not one character was shocked, it just was, and this is so absolutely incredible. They start referring to a character as they. And it's like, oh my god, once again, not even mentioned. Mm. The only reason I thought of it is because I was like, wow, they haven't mentioned it.
Wow. Like waiting for that penny to drop, but they make it a bit too like, you're like, ah, you could have just, yeah, that's
yeah,
awesome.
And I was like, this, it shocked me because that just so rarely happens. Mm. And I'm just like, this is absolutely beautiful.
It's a pretty new show
the
as well.
The story
though,
is incredible. Yeah.
Is like, it still out or is it finished?
It's like, finished. No, I've got 6 episodes to go.
Until it's done.
It's absolutely
oh my,
incredible.
Are you saving,
definitely get
are you
on
saving
it.
Those 6 episodes or are you just
no,
up
no,
to
no,
it?
I'm up to it.
Yeah,
like,
right,
I'm,
okay,
I'm
yeah,
going to
yeah.
finish it probably by the time next week.
Oh, wow, exciting. So maybe save your thoughts on the show and the story and everything, and then we can do a little discussion about it after.
Oh, absolutely.
When you're done.
Fucking literally.
Awesome.
See you next time.
And I've not been watching anything, I don't think. Catches.
This transmission was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcasting, a film and TV podcast network for you from us.
Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think Stan shouldn't have spoiled the plot in its description? Most likely. Then why not join the conversation on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcasting.
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.